25 plus ways to use AI in your business. What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, now a proud member of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. It's the business podcast you can actually apply, and I've got a good one for you today. There's been a lot of buzz around AI this year, and it's already transforming the way a lot of us do our work. It can help with tedious tasks. It can help you improve your decision-making. It can help you better serve your customers. But like any disruptive technology, there's also concerns about job displacement, privacy, ethical considerations. There's a Marie Curie quote that comes to mind. She said, "Nothing in life is to be feared. It's only to be understood." And I'm in that seeking understanding phase right now, trying to learn what tools are out there, how we can best use them to work smarter, to drive better, faster results. And to help with that, I thought, well, hey, you know, why not crowdsource some wisdom here? I know I'm only scratching the surface with my use of AI tools. And to be honest, the FOMO is pretty strong right now. So I put the call out to Side Hustle Show listeners and asked, how are you using AI in your businesses? And y'all delivered big time. Can I still say y'all? I haven't lived in the South in 17 years. Can I still say y'all? But stick around in this one to hear tons of creative suggestions on how you're going to be able to accelerate your side hustle with the help of AI tools, or maybe even spark new income streams altogether. We're talking content creation. We're talking social media, digital products, marketing, YouTube, and tons more. Lots of use cases I hadn't even considered. Ready? Let's do it.
Hey, I'm Kellen Klein, the owner of The Savvy Couple, The Savvy Mama, and The Savvy Kitchen. And we've been using AI for almost 3 years now within our businesses. We've been using AI in several ways, but the most impactful one has been in content creation process for the long form blog content. Jasper, ChatGPT, and Surfer SEO have been incredible tools that assist our writers in creating outlines, creating engaging informational content, and search engine optimizing them. Although AI can do a bulk of the work, we still have as many as 3 to 4 human touch points before content is published on our sites. Another way that we've been using AI is through customer service. We use ChatGPT to help create email templates to respond to customers with, and this has greatly improved our customer satisfaction and response time. And lastly, we've been using AI in email marketing campaigns. What used to take me hours to write email marketing campaigns now takes me just a few minutes using ChatGPT. It's pretty mind-blowing even after using AI for so many years. Overall, incorporating AI into our business processes has allowed us to streamline operations, save us a ton of time, and provide better experience for our customers. It's been an absolute game changer in our business growth for all of our websites, The Savvy Couple, The Savvy Mama, and The Savvy Kitchen.
I love it, Kellen. Thanks for sharing that. You guys have been busy. I didn't even know you had these other projects, so that's super cool. I have just started playing around with ChatGPT myself for blog content, and I sometimes use a tool called Phrase, F-R-A-S-E, to help outline posts as well. Basically, if you're writing a post on a given topic, it is going to look at the top 10, 15, 20 results in Google for that search term and suggest the common points that you're going to want to make sure to cover. And the reasoning behind that is, well, hey, Google already thinks these are the most relevant answers to that question for that keyword. And the logic says, well, your post wouldn't be complete if you didn't cover those as well. Now, several other listeners mentioned using AI for help in the writing process too. And what's pretty cool is that everybody kind of had a slightly different use case, which I think illustrates how powerful this stuff really is.
Hi, this is Anna from SpainInspired.com. I own a couple of different sites, but I'm just starting this site now as a new travel site after having moved to Spain in the last couple of years. And I've been using ChatGPT to really help me get this site off the ground. I've noticed it's been really helpful for helping me to summarize some of the things that people should be seeing in different cities around Spain. So I would only write about cities that I've been to, but ChatGPT has been great for helping to summarize what people can see there, and then I can then go in and add my own personal touches. Another thing it's been really good for this site is to summarize the pros and cons of different hotels and other accommodation options that people might want to consider. And this has saved me a ton of time because one person may be wanting to stay in a certain part of town, another person may want to have a pool in their hotel. And by using ChatGPT to quickly get down some bullet points on each piece of accommodation, I can then go in and tidy it up with my own personal experiences, as well as to target each one towards my audience more broadly. I've been really liking this as a time saver. It's also been helpful for perhaps reminding me of things that I've forgotten about different cities I've been to. And just overall, it's been such a great tool for helping me to get this site off the ground in a way that makes sure I'm able to get content out to a new audience while also making sure that it's still, at the end of the day, me writing it, not a robot. Thanks very much.
Hi, this is Mike McRitchie at mikemcritchie.com. I do resume writing and content writing for the telecom industry. I first started using AI, in particular ChatGPT, in order to help with content writing projects where I'd either get stuck on something and need some help breaking a mental block, or to help with certain items research-wise, converting things from just searching by websites to searching and creating text in the process with ChatGPT. I found that it was really helpful to speed up the process, cutting hours or even weeks from the timeline by keeping me focused and giving me some content to work with rather than having to come up with everything from scratch. So I think anywhere where you have to create any kind of content, I find it useful. And if you're starting out in a side hustle, this might be something you use to get started where you might otherwise get stuck.
Hi, Nick. This is Tammy from thetastytip.com. I'm a food blogger, and I like to use ChatGPT to uncover the blind spots in my recipes. For example, after I create a recipe, I'll paste the ingredients and recipe instructions into ChatGPT. Then I'll ask, what might be confusing in this recipe for beginners? Based on the response, I'll tweak or add clarification to the recipe, and sometimes ChatGPT gives me the perfect phrase to use, which saves tons of time. Next, I'll ask, what questions would a beginner have about this recipe? I'll take the answers and see if I can include more details or a description in the post about ingredients or techniques that are used. Then finally, I'll ask, what would a beginner struggle with when making this recipe? The results I get often help me write the FAQ section of the post, and lots of times I hadn't even thought about things a beginner might struggle with that ChatGPT listed out for me. This process has helped me find ways to improve the recipes for my audience, and it also makes me more aware of any barriers someone might have that would prevent them from making the recipe. It's like asking a bunch of friends to try making the recipe and then giving me feedback on it, but instead of waiting for everyone to find the time to make the recipe and then comment on it, with ChatGPT, that process takes like 15 seconds, and it brings up things I never would have thought about. I also use ChatGPT to write Pinterest pin descriptions. I'll tell ChatGPT what the recipe is, keywords I want to include, and the character count. I often get a description that hardly needs any tweaking before I use it. So nice. Then, if I want to make a variation of the pin, I'll switch out a couple keywords and ask for a rewrite. This saves so much time in coming up with unique pin descriptions. Thanks, Nick, for your podcast. I've been listening for years, and I always get inspiration and a great idea to try in my side hustle.
I like these notes about using the tool to help get through writer's block and finding content blind spots. That's really cool. And it's kind of like having an outside, unbiased editor to ask, what's missing here?
Hi, my name is Fred Fold, and I have an investment blog called WallStreetNewsNetwork.com. It can also be reached at WSTNN.com. And in terms of artificial intelligence, I use ChatGPT to run the initial part of the blogs that I post. For example, if I'm writing an article on the top companies that make chocolate, like Hershey and Tootsie Roll and so forth, I would use ChatGPT for just as one example to tell me, okay, what are the health advantages of chocolate? And it would come out with five or six different health advantages. And I would use that as the intro to the rest of my posting, which would then go into the various stocks and so forth. But I've also used it for such things as give me a quick background on Warren Buffett. And then I could use that as the intro, and then I'd write about maybe the top five stocks that Warren Buffett owns. And then as a side note, side hustle, I have also written a book called Artificial Intelligence, What Artificial Intelligence Is and How You Can Use It to Make Your Life Easier. The subtitle is A Guide to AI for Beginners. And one thing I do is every time I get involved in a side hustle, I will write a book about it, like I've done tutoring in the past, and I've written a book on how to be a successful tutor. I've self-published. I've written a book on how to self-publish and so forth. So that pretty much in a nutshell covers the way that I use artificial intelligence. Hope this information helps.
Thanks, Red, for that. And that's kind of a cool way to document your process and your progress so that other people can benefit from it as well. Even if there's already content on the topic, like I imagine there's already dozens of AI books out there, other people want to know what you already know. And a book is a good way to package that up, to work in public, so to speak, to maybe solidify your own learnings and process. And it's a, you know, create it once and hopefully sell it over and over again type of thing. Now, we've covered a lot of content creation tips here, and specifically for website content, but that really just scratches the surface.
Hey, hey, it's Tiffany here from MoneyTalkWithT.com and the podcast Money Talk with Tiff. The one that I wanted to talk about today is an AI tool for my calendar. So as a full-time entrepreneur with a very, very small team, I struggled to keep up with deadlines and everything that I needed to do. So I decided to try Motion, and Motion is an AI tool that automatically sets your calendar for you every day. So how it works is I go in, I put in all the tasks that I need to accomplish, whether it's for projects, whether it's for personal, whether it's for business stuff, and the priority that it needs to be in, if it has any deadlines, whether they're hard, soft, or no deadline, and any other pertinent information for that task. Now, what happens is Motion automatically takes all the information that I put in and creates a calendar for me every day. And I know you're thinking, how the heck does that happen? I don't know either, but it's so awesome. And so if I have any meetings scheduled, it'll work around it. If I get meetings scheduled throughout the day, like let's say Motion already worked its magic and someone pops up on my schedule, it automatically moves everything around. So it's like having an executive assistant without needing an executive assistant. AI is doing it all. I highly recommend it for full-time entrepreneurs because it has been business and life-changing for me. I not only put my business stuff in, I put my personal stuff in. So my daily meditation, breakfast, lunch, just to make sure everything gets scheduled out. And I no longer miss deadlines. I'm living a much happier life. There's work-life balance now. And so it has been a game changer. Also, if you do have a team, you can put in your team members' tasks as well, and it'll create it on their side too. So they can have their own Motion calendar. I highly recommend Motion, and it will change your entire life. I can guarantee it. All right. Bye.
Well, there you have it. Motion. Use Motion.com. A totally new to me tool I'll have to check out. Thanks to Tiff for sharing that.
Hi, Nick. It's David from AndersonFinancialCoaching.co.uk. We're a new startup financial coaching business in the UK, and ChatGPT is my personal assistant. So I've just been using them for website content planning, email template creation for clients, FAQ questions for me to then answer, helping me write the business plan. I'm also planning to start a podcast, and I've had my new AI personal assistant produce me a list of 100 potential guests within my niche who are fairly local to me. That way I can focus on moving the business forward and focusing on helping clients. Yeah, I recommend everyone to have a look at using ChatGPT as their own personal assistant.
I think that guest prospecting use case is an interesting one, and we're probably not too far from this, or maybe this tool already exists, is to have the AI do that next step, start to reach out and make those guest invitations on your behalf. Like, hey, you appear to be a leader. We found you on the internet. You appear to be a leader in your industry. We'd love to invite you on the show. Here's the calendar link to book now. And if it's not a great fit, no worries at all. I'm sure something out there, you know, would do the next step there for you. If you're looking to multiply money quickly, flipping products for a profit is a proven way to get it done. In fact, we've done several episodes with guests who've built a full-time income doing just that, buying low and selling high. For example, my friends Rob and Melissa from Flea Market Flipper, they explain their business as one that sources inventory locally and then gets better pricing by tapping into an audience of buyers that's nationwide on eBay. Now, whether you're a new eBay seller or a seasoned vet, you're going to want to check out the eBay for Business podcast. This is your source of information on all the things you need to start, run, and grow a business on eBay. You'll hear from eBay execs and expert eBay sellers who share their experience, their advice, and their tips to grow a more profitable eBay business. On top of that, you'll be the first to hear about new product launches and marketplace updates, while also learning from industry experts on the issues that most affect your business, like tax reporting, international shipping, and even product sourcing. There's a new episode every week and a big back catalog to binge on to get your eBay business up to speed. So come listen to the go-to source for all things eBay on the eBay for Business podcast weekly. And big thanks to eBay for Business for sponsoring the show. There's a saying in our house, if it weren't for the last minute, a lot of stuff wouldn't get done. And most of the time, a certain level of procrastination is okay. I'm certainly guilty of that in probably a lot of areas, like finding a new dentist, for example. But there's one thing in life that you really can't afford to wait on, and that's setting up term coverage life insurance. You didn't see that turn coming, did you? We've all seen the life insurance commercials on TV, and we thought, yeah, that sounds important. I'll look into that later. But no, this isn't something to sleep on. Choose life insurance through our sponsor, Ladder, today. Ladder is 100% digital. There's no doctors, no needles, no paperwork when you apply for $3 million in coverage or less. How it works is you just answer a few simple questions about your health in their quick and easy online application, and you'll find out instantly if you're approved. Ladder is rated 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they just made Forbes' best life insurance list of 2021. There's no hidden fees. You can cancel at any time. You can even get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long, proven histories of paying claims. In fact, they're rated A and A-plus by AM Best. Look, it's no secret. Life insurance costs more the older you get, so now's the time to cross it off your list. We're not getting any younger, so go to ladderlife.com/hustle today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladderlife.com/hustle. One more time, ladderlife.com/hustle. Now, another use case we touched on briefly during our AI Side Hustles episode with Matt Wolf a few months ago was using AI tools to actually create physical products.
Hello, Nick. This is Rob here from robcubbin.com, and it's nice to talk to you again after all these years. I hope you're doing well. How am I using AI in my business? Well, quite a lot, actually. I'm using ChatGPT as a kind of ideas machine. Before I write a blog post, I'll ask it questions about things I may have forgotten to cover in the blog post. I'm mostly using Midjourney for images for blog posts, but more importantly, images for POD, print on demand designs. As you know, I do a lot of books and I'm using them for coloring books. I'm pleased to say I've sold 2 already. And this is after going down the rabbit hole, the Midjourney rabbit hole, for about a month now. But I'm delighted with those sales because it kind of validates the idea so I can go on and create more coloring books in the same vein. And I used Midjourney for all of the interior and for the cover as well. And I used ChatGPT for ideas within that coloring book niche. You don't ask ChatGPT for ideas of books that are going to make you money. But you go within the niche and say, can you think of any other ideas within this niche that would be good for a book content or something like that? So it's really Midjourney for the images. I've had another sale at Amazon Merch on Demand of a pop socket, which was a Midjourney image. So I'm using AI quite a lot in my business, and it's something I'm thinking about a lot. And it's something I'm super excited about, almost as excited as I was when I started blogging, can you believe? So nice to talk to you, Nick. If you're ever in Thailand, it would be great to meet you one day. Take care. Bye.
Always good to hear from you, Rob, who I think was last on the show in episode 339, a couple hundred episodes ago. We did a fun roundtable on low content publishing for KDP Print On Demand. Maybe we'll have to get the band back together for an update on that one now in the AI era.
Hey there, Nick. This is Nathan from schoolapplicationsprep.com. Like many others, one of the tools I've been using is ChatGPT. I use it to draft my weekly blog posts. I ask it to research and then answer questions that my audience, which is students and parents researching private high school and college applications, would be interested in. Then I edit the drafts to fit my own voice, but ChatGPT does get me most of the way there. Another case is with ChatGPT and a second tool, Midjourney. I use them in combination to create Amazon Kindle published coloring books. Again, ChatGPT does the research for me. Like, I'll ask it, give me a list of the 100 most popular dog breeds in the United States in alphabetical order. And then I use that list by going into Midjourney, and then Midjourney creates the images for me. Third, I also teach on OutSchool, and I just recently introduced a new class where I teach AI to young children by, again, using ChatGPT and Midjourney in combination. I use ChatGPT to write a fairy tale and then Midjourney to create illustrations that match the fairy tale. In the class, we use the kids' ideas, like a turtle who loved to play soccer at the beach. Midjourney is really cool, but it does need careful attention because the AI doesn't always create realistic pictures. Like, you might get a dog with five legs, for example. Finally, I am starting to experiment with beautiful AI to create slide decks for my new OutSchool class ideas a lot faster than I used to be able to create them in the past. Hope this helps you out, Nick, and hope it helps out the rest of Side Hustle Nation. Keep doing what you do. Appreciate it.
Thanks for sharing that, Nathan. And this is something I would love to do with the kids, maybe over the summer, help them put together a book of their own. I've got the general idea for this, inspired by one of my kids, you know, made up ideas. Just need to spend some time to flesh it out. I think it could be really fun. But of course, books aren't the only products you can create.
Well, hello, Side Hustle Nation. Pete from Do You Even Blog here. And I would just like to admit right up front, I'm a massive AI nerd. I've been in the AI movement for a couple of years, and of course I've tried all of the, you know, 100 million AI tools for bloggers and creators that are out there. I've even played around with Notion AI and yada yada. Here's something interesting I've been doing lately. Coding my own little bitty apps using ChatGPT. Now, I know HTML and CSS. Like, I can work my way around the beginner code, but I'm not a developer. And I had heard people creating, you know, WordPress plugins using ChatGPT and Chrome extensions and the like. And I kind of put it off like, yeah, you still have to kind of be a developer to do those sort of things, right? Well, as it turns out, not so much. No, it's not just as simple as saying, hey, ChatGPT, create me an app for blah, blah, blah. But I think when you can tinker, when you can play around with telling AI what you want, asking it for the really broad steps first to help you get an understanding, and then gradually get more specific, gradually get more granular into Python, JavaScript, React, you know, all the stuff, Xcode for iPhone apps. You don't have to be super techie and a developer in order to start developing small, simple tools. Are you going to be a, you know, billionaire SaaS company founder? No. Probably not, but you can start with stuff in Google Sheets. You can start with Chrome extensions, even simple WordPress plugins, or all sorts of things. The sky is really the limit. If you have an idea, go to AI, ChatGPT or otherwise or whatever, and then just kind of explain the idea, ask it for the big steps, and you actually might be surprised with what you can put together and code. That's all I'll say. I have a few new apps that I built that I've coded, and by me, I mean ChatGPT. I've actually been very surprised. So go look into it if you have a crazy idea. That's all I got. Thank you for listening, Side Hustle Nation, and I'll see you next time. Pete from Do You Even Blog, out.
This is pretty cool stuff, and I've actually been testing one of Pete's creations here, but I've seen stories of people building their own little tools or calculators to embed on their websites, which can be a good way to both help your readers and attract backlinks, by the way. I've used ChatGPT to help me consolidate some CSS code where I don't have the same level of understanding as Pete does. So I found I had multiple lines essentially performing the same function, or what looked, based on my rudimentary understanding, looked like they were performing the same function. I just wasn't sure the syntax of how to combine them. So I asked the robot. Yes, it replies, you can combine those. Here's what the code would look like. Copy, paste, refresh. Site didn't break. Awesome. Or we talked about the Laugh Reminder app on the Business Ideas giveaway episode a couple weeks ago with Steve Chu. Maybe that is closer to reality than I previously envisioned. If you can kind of give some guidance, like Pete's describing, hey, here's what I had in mind. What would be the next step? Or how would you go about doing this and seeing what without having to go hire some development team? I don't know. It's an interesting one. Now, what if you're a freelancer or doing other client work? Several listeners submitted some cool suggestions on how AI tools help with their prospecting or client workflows.
Hey, Nick, this is Mathieu from MuditaComedy.com, MUDITA Comedy.com. I offer funny copywriting services to businesses, and I use ChatGPT to give me lists of existing businesses that have used or currently use humor in their copywriting. That way I can contact them and hopefully they'll be interested in my services offering funny copy, funny content, funny social media content, and things like that. It saves a ton of time and research, and it's allowed me to find businesses that I had not found when I Googled similar things. So it's great.
Hey, it's Kara here from Kara Sierra Writing and Photography and AnatomyOfAdventure.com. I've really enjoyed using DALL-E from OpenAI to assist with graphic design. When a client asks for a logo, I can describe my idea and use the images as a starting point, transferring them to Photoshop for heavy editing. Sometimes I'm surprised by the unique looks that the AI comes up with. It's also excellent for generating clip art and photorealistic images when free sources like Pixabay don't quite meet my needs. Canva, which I use for social media posts, has even integrated an AI image generator into its services. I also produce digital art for print-on-demand items that I sell through an Etsy shop. Using DALL-E has drastically cut down on the time for designing those images. For example, rather than spending hours making a sketch and then turning it into a watercolor, I can spend a few minutes tweaking the description in DALL-E and then editing in Photoshop.
Hey, hey, I'm Monica Louie from MonicaLouie.com and the Flourish to Seven Figures podcast. And I run a Facebook and Instagram ads agency and education company with my virtual team. I've got to say, we have been loving testing the waters with the explosion of AI tools out there. I recently attended Social Media Marketing World, and the most attended sessions were all about AI and how to incorporate these tools into our marketing efforts. Now, there were two main takeaways. The first one was marketers who use AI will replace marketers who don't. So this definitely got my attention, and my team and I have been embracing AI and ChatGPT ever since. And the second takeaway was the better the prompt, the better the output. So the more information you give tools like ChatGPT, the better the output you will receive. So my team and I have been using ChatGPT in a variety of ways. Since we are an ads agency and we are always brainstorming ads and hooks and headlines and ad copy for our clients and for our own ads, we have been using ChatGPT to help us draft hooks and headlines for our ads. So what we do is we will do our best to give it a longer, more descriptive prompt explaining who the ideal audience is, what their problem is, and then we'll link to the landing page for the offer of the item or offer that we're going to be promoting in the ad. So we will ask ChatGPT, for example, here is the offer, here's the audience, here's the problem that this offer is solving, and here's the landing page so you have a little bit more context. Give us 10 headline ideas for Facebook ad headlines. So it'll spit that out, and then we'll go from there and kind of narrow in on the ones that we like the best, or we will ask it to help us rework some of the ideas with a different tone of voice. So for example, it might give us 10 headline ideas, and then we'll say, okay, give us 10 more exciting or 10 more clever headline ideas, and then we'll go from there. So it's a good way to kind of have a conversation with it and get it to think a little bit more outside the box and give you some more intriguing ideas. So we'll take the output, and then we'll narrow it down to our favorites, do some other editing to make sure that it's relevant to the brand messaging, the brand voice of the client, and then we'll go from there. I encourage you to explore the many ways that you can use ChatGPT and the other AI tools out there to help you with your marketing efforts.
I think Monica's point about the better the prompt, the better the output is super important. And that's one reason why we've already seen this entire sub-industry pop up around prompt engineering. The prompts that you feed it, combined with your own insight and expertise into your niche, that is likely to become your point of differentiation. I mean, if everyone has access to the same tools, it's like everyone has access to a chisel, but not everyone's going to create the David, for example.
Hey, Nick, it's Bobby Schwartz at the Home Business Advertiser. We publish a niche market magazine, and the product that we sell is called 3 leads a day, .com. And what I'd use to contact new customers and to follow up with emails is I'll just leave that ChatGPT just open in the background like all day long. And then right before I will send an email to someone, I'll just enter a quick prompt like, you know, make this compelling, or I'll say fix the grammar, or I'll say write an advertisement for one of my advertisers with a headline, some bullet points, and a really strong call to action. And it has helped me sell a lot more ads. I appreciate that, and thank you for your work, brother.
This is great, and I've actually used a really similar strategy to write drafts of both newsletter ads and podcast scripts for prospective advertisers. That way, I can send it over to give kind of a real life example instead of using a sample read from the past or a past ad template. It becomes pretty quick and easy to say, well, here's what the ad would look like, or here's what it might sound like. You know, welcoming your edits, revisions, feedback, all that jazz. But it's about trying to reduce the friction. It's making yourself easy to do business with. And I think this is a cool way to do it. We've got lots more AI tips still to come, but first, a word from our sponsor. Are you or your clients looking to add streaming advertising to your media mix? Disney's Hulu Ad Manager has you covered. Unlock the power of streaming TV ads with Disney's Hulu Ad Manager. It's the one-stop self-service tool for businesses of all sizes. Hulu has over 15 years of experience in the ad-supported streaming business and can help you reach audiences who don't subscribe to traditional TV. With Disney's Hulu Ad Manager, you can reach engaged streamers, access an endless portfolio of premium content, and launch a campaign within minutes. Running a campaign with Disney's Hulu Ad Manager is simple. Choose your budget, and depending on the type of ad, target your audience based on demographics, geo, and content genre. Upload your ad, launch your campaign, and optimize along the way. You'll enjoy choice and control with industry-leading planning tools and a single dashboard. Get started today with Disney's Hulu Ad Manager at www.huluadmanager.com/stream. Big thanks to Hulu for sponsoring the show. I'll also take a moment here to plug my all-new course on how to 10x your business with AI. I'm just kidding, but I will invite you to grab your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist at hustle.show. All you got to do is answer a few short multiple-choice questions, and I'll build you a custom curated playlist of the Side Hustle Show episodes that will be most relevant to you. You can add those to your device, you can learn what works, and you can go forth to start making more money. Once again, that's at hustle.show. Now, several listeners mentioned using AI to help with social media, which I definitely feel is a soft spot in my marketing game. So I was definitely curious to learn more about those use cases.
Hey, Nick, it's Michelle from mypursestrings.com. So my website is focused on SEO. I am on social media. I don't love putting a whole lot of time there. I've been using ChatGPT to do all the things that I kind of don't want to do. So it's writing my Instagram post descriptions. It's giving me hashtags. It's even giving me the emojis. Same for YouTube. I have a lot of product reviews. It's giving me YouTube titles, the description. I will prompt it often for more information to give me more information about the product details. Again, hashtags. So it is a huge time saver in that regard for social media. The other thing I'm also using it for is I'm going to Ahrefs, doing my keyword research, and then when I write a new blog post, I'm asking it to write me an outline to see if I'm forgetting anything or just looking to see if the order of headings they put makes sense. I really feel like this has freed up a whole lot of my time.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Marcus from Life After Debt with the Marcus Garrett Podcast, where I help overworked and underpaid professionals just like you find easier ways to make more money. I started using AI and video and VidIQ, to be exact, to generate podcast and YouTube headlines. Admittedly, I've always sucked at creating clickable headlines, so this has been a game changer. Here's how it works. First, I draft one of my traditionally boring headlines that I think everyone should click, but no one actually does. Then, I ask AI to generate 10 to 20 headlines people will actually click in the real world. Y'all can check out how I'm doing over on my YouTube channel at, you guessed it, Life After Debt with the Marcus Garrett. Thanks for having me on the show, and I look forward to hearing how everyone's using AI. Until it inevitably takes over the world. But we had a good run. Talk soon.
Hey, this is AJ. I run a handyman company called Greenshire Handyman and also a YouTube channel, The Handyman Process, where I talk about behind the scenes business-wise of how to run a handyman business. I've been using AI primarily to develop the descriptions for the videos that I'm putting out on my YouTube channel. It helps out tremendously, so I don't have to sit there and write out everything. I'll come up with an idea. I'll type it into Bard AI. It'll come back with a pretty good draft for me, and then I'll just modify that. So that's saving me a lot of time in terms of writing out the descriptions. And I've also started playing around with it a little bit in terms of helping with writing the estimates for some of the handyman jobs that I do. So if I have a long list of jobs, I might just prompt Bard to come up with something for me, and it does a pretty good job of that. So far, I'm amazed at the capabilities and what it does, and I'm sure I'll continue to use it in different endeavors as I move forward. Anyway, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Hi, Nick. I'm Brad Ostmeyer here from www.bradscareercoaching.com. I run a career coaching business as my side hustle, where I primarily help people to increase their pay, find better jobs, or change careers. One thing a new or intermediate side hustler might not have considered is using AI to help write updates in the updates section on Google My Business. I use ChatGPT to help write weekly or sometimes daily updates on my Google My Business listing, and because of this, I have seen an increase in organic traffic to my Google My Business listing without having to pay for Google Ads. Overall, this has been a really positive impact for my business. It takes away the admin burden of having to think of what to write, then writing it, and even helps me with plans for my business. There are some people that are scared of AI, but I want them to think of AI as an enabler that gets rid of the admin busy work and allows you to focus on the important stuff like it has for me. Thanks for your time, Nick.
That's great, Brad. We've heard now from multiple sources that Google tends to reward those businesses that are posting updates frequently to their Google Business profile page. So that's a great tip to enlist some help in doing that. Now, AI has been used in marketing for years with all of Google's predictive conversion optimization magic is just one example, but it's just now getting a little more mainstream with tools that we can all use.
Hi, Nick. My name is Christine Larson, and I run a company called Costa Rica Inspirations. So I come from a background of being a tour guide and leading trips in many parts of the world, and then settled down to run my own tourism company. And just recently, I ventured out to do a little bit of consulting for other businesses that work in the tourism industry. And so just recently, I've taken on a client and decided that we would use ChatGPT to perform some of the hard work behind the scenes. And so we actually had ChatGPT put together a really comprehensive marketing plan. And in fact, if we do accomplish everything on this marketing plan, we will certainly launch this tourism company to number one. But it gave us some ideas on how to put together a really strategic social media plan. So we've been doing some really engaging content with our posts, helps us write some ideas for our blogs. And so that's been really helping, you know, really funnel some more interest toward the website. So from there, we also decided to do a revamp of the website, which has been really fun because we once again put ChatGPT to do all the hard work behind the scenes. So we put it in charge of some SEO things. It wrote some really good keywords and also some new meta descriptions. And so as a result, we seem to be getting quite a few new hits to the website and ultimately some bookings. So at the end of the day, I think that's really what we've been looking for. Our experience with using ChatGPT and AI in our business has certainly been a positive one and would encourage other business consultants or business coaches that are looking for a way to streamline their services to take a look at AI and ChatGPT for what they offer. Thanks again, Nick. Love what you're doing. Keep doing it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Andy from PPC Pitbulls and the e-commerce marketing with the Pitbull Show. We've been experimenting with ChatGPT for things like ad copy and blog posts. Though for our business, what we found to be most impactful are some of the AI features that are built directly into Google Ads. So basically, we're providing Google with a feed of product data from our clients' websites, as well as additional text, image, video creative. And then Google is using its AI model to kind of mix and match these assets, create the best ads possible, and then also to optimize keyword targeting and audience targeting to help meet our goals. We can even set a target return on ad spend and basically tell Google, hey, this is the budget, but only spend it if you're able to get us our return on ad spend. So there's a little bit of manual intervention here, and you've got to kind of know what you're doing to tweak and help direct the model in the right direction. But what's really cool is these features are letting us test a lot more creative than we would be able to otherwise, and ultimately giving a much better results than we would be with manual approaches. The other cool thing is Google is about to integrate its Bard AI model into the Google Ad platform. So all these features should only become more powerful in the upcoming weeks and months here. So definitely an area to look if you're looking to sell any products or services online.
Hey, Nick, this is RJ Weiss from The Ways to Wealth. So I've been using AI to test headline ideas. So I'm fanatical about testing different headlines, both on organic and paid search. And AI has, specifically ChatGPT, has been so helpful in coming up with different ideas to test. So it usually would take me, 10, 20, 30 minutes to craft that perfect headline. But with ChatGPT, it's, a simple prompt and I could generate 10 headline ideas and pick one, test. And if that doesn't work, pick another one and test that one. So it's really, really sped up this process of testing different headlines for us. And, I'm really excited to see what more I can do as the more I get into ChatGPT and the other AI tools that I hear on this podcast. So thanks a lot for doing this. Looking forward to listening. Bye.
Yeah, I agree with that. I really like ChatGPT as a brainstorming tool, especially for titles like RJ is describing, email subject lines, really important elements to your content that can take a long time to come up with a bunch of variations yourself. And I know when I would force myself to do it, it was rarely the first idea that I came up with that was the best. Sometimes, it was the third, fourth, fifth. But it was just a time-consuming process to come up with that list, like RJ said. And so here's a way to surface potentially better ideas with just a few clicks.
Hey, Nick, this is Phil from Delish Oats. Our website is delishoats.com. It's DelishOats.com. And we used AI to create an image for our packaging, for our new packaging that we just created and came out with. Our old packaging was just a silver Mylar pouch with a black and white label stuck on it. And we sell overnight oats for backpacking. And so since we're in the outdoor space, we wanted a beautiful image to put on our packaging that was in full color, that would be the kind of image, like the kind of landscape image that someone would look at and think, ooh, I want to go visit there. We went to our designer that we used for our last pouches for the label for them, and we didn't love the images he was coming up with for that. And so I decided to try AI, went to DALL-E 2. For anyone who's not familiar, that's the text to image version of ChatGPT. It's the same company, OpenAI. So DALL-E 2, I went and I spent probably a couple hours, several dozen prompts, prompting it to give me these different images, and honed it in until I got a great image that I was really happy with. I sent it to our designer. He implemented it into the package design, and we just got the pouches back from our manufacturer, and they look awesome. We just filled them with the first batch with this new packaging. It worked out super awesome. And for anyone who's looking for images like that, images of anything, but for that kind of use for packaging, for their website design, if you're looking for a stock image that you're having a hard time finding, you own the images that DALL-E 2 produces. You own them, so you don't have to pay royalties or buy them or anything like that. So highly recommend trying that out. It's a really cool use case. And we love our new packages, and it came from AI. So give it a try.
Hey, this is Brooks with BrooksConkle.com. So we know that AI is completely revolutionary, so we're forcing ourselves to use it as much as possible. And one of the ways I try to make sure that I'm actively using it is I leave a tab open during the day with ChatGPT so that I can remind myself to always try to use it, to try to make it a part of my everyday workflow. And so I've tracked the last 100 plus days of use, and I've come up with over 30 different use cases that we found. So it's awesome for brainstorming. I've used it for things like titles, ad copy, descriptions. It's really good with coming up with catchy names and phrases. So slogans, podcast descriptions, we've used it for all this. It's a perfect junior marketing assistant. That's kind of how I treat it, like a sidekick, right? And so for our local media brand, the Mobile Rundown, I've used it to summarize meetings that we can pull into a transcript. Like if we have a transcript for a meeting, we summarize that. And we're also doing the same thing for YouTube research. To research YouTube videos, we're pulling the YouTube transcript and then summarizing that to get a really fast idea of what that video is about. Even more ideas. I use it to write a job description. I've helped use it to help break down complicated topics like CPI and GDP. I've learned some basic coding principles, and I even built a simple HTML calculator that I added to a website. I cannot wait to see what our team comes up with next and the more advanced ways that we'll find to use it.
Thanks, Brooks. I like that viewpoint of having a sidekick, a junior marketing assistant. And that's kind of how I think of it as well when I'm asking for help brainstorming titles or drafting sales copy or product descriptions. There's lots of different use cases that you won't necessarily, you know, just copy and paste and run with out of the box, but then you kind of apply your unique voice and expertise to.
Hey, it's John here from HighTicketAffiliateCoach.com, and we use AI to help speed up the affiliate marketing process for our students, and we have developed some specialized prompts which help them with everything from niche selection, affiliate product research, keyword research, lead magnet ideas, lead magnet creation, domain name ideas, YouTube channel descriptions, YouTube video script and slides, content creation, YouTube video description creation. And we even have one that spits out an entire email marketing campaign. But as I always say to my students, with all this AI generated content, the content that will rise to the top is the stuff that has some humanity in it. So I always encourage my students to put as much of them into the content as possible, their stories, their experience, their humor, their personality. Because at the end of the day, people still buy from people. And you can tell that, you know, you've put some of you into your content, and that's super important. So that's my two cents on it. Thanks.
I'm with you, John. That may be the most important line of this episode. People still buy from people. How can you add your unique voice and insight into your content, into your niche? And because if content becomes super generic and everybody is just regurgitating the same computer-generated ideas, the way to stand out is by being a human again, by putting yourself and your stories into that content.
Hi, all you side hustlers. This is Marianne Pellin from ontext.com. Our website is devoted to empowering writers, self-publishers, and micro-businesses. So we've used AI tools for quite a while to proofread our content, to make a few graphics for articles, and to reach out to our audience. But for the past half year, we've studied all these new AI platforms to keep our readers and followers up to date in an incredibly fast-changing space. So now we spend less time on some chores, but we still keep our articles human-generated for sure. Our biggest AI project lately is a complete update and revision of ontext.com, our 20-year-old web property. ChatGPT-4 evaluated our old content and then wrote a silo structure for the site revision. An incredible time saver. GPT gave us a detailed outline of pages. It suggested new posts, menus, and all the other details that would have taken forever. We rely on Bard and Bing to suggest and outline possible articles or newsletter content when we're exploring a topic to write about. Our preliminary research usually comes from those guys too. We have a lot of fun writing prompts to generate line art or generic illustrations for our on-text articles. Blue Willow and Midjourney on Discord make images really fast. Okay, results can be hit and miss, but when you hit, they can be outstanding. And we're using a tool called 11 Labs to generate audio versions of articles. So on-text can be a great user experience for hearing impaired people like me. I want to say Nick and Side Hustle Nation have moved us forward with a whole bunch of ideas. I feel like I'm getting a master's degree in side hustling from his Facebook group. See you later.
Thanks for sharing, Marianne, and thanks for being a part of that group as well. It's awesome to see you in there. We've got a couple more creative AI use cases before we wrap up with some final thoughts.
Hey there, Side Hustle Nation. It's Michael Kwan with Financially Alert, and today I've got something really cool to share with you. I was recently invited to speak at RubeCon, which is a real estate wealth builders conference. And while many of the speakers were focusing on traditional and short-term property strategies, I wanted to bring something that was unique and something that aligned with my tech background. So as a former tech company owner, I love to always stay up to date with the latest innovations, and ChatGPT has been a game changer ever since its public release. And the more I experimented with it and learned about prompting and all the different applications that were being built around it, the more I realized that it has incredible potential to transform many different industries, including real estate investing. And so that's when it hit me. AI was the perfect topic to share at this conference. So I used ChatGPT and the help of some other AI tools to create an engaging talk and presentation. And so here's what I did. First, I asked ChatGPT to explore different ways that AI can assist real estate investors, from deal analysis, marketing, property management, and sales. Next, I used ChatGPT to research these specific areas of focus in more depth to develop a comprehensive outline. Now, I needed a catchy title. And while ChatGPT does a pretty great job of coming up with titles by default, I wanted to take it a step further. So I prompted ChatGPT and said, "Now you're an amazing marketer that draws upon the wisdom of Ray Edwards, Alex Hormozi, and Dan Kennedy." And then I said, "Come up with 12 different titles for the presentation." And to be honest, they were all phenomenal, but I chose this one: AI Assisted Real Estate, Tips and Tricks for the Modern Investor. So once I had my catchy title, once I had my full outline, I was able to put this into Word and put it into an outline format. Now, once it was into an outline format, I was able to take that, directly import it into PowerPoint, and it automatically generated all the slides for me. And then I used their AI design tool to format the presentation. So every single slide that was just text, I was able to create really professional, bright, and well-formatted presentation slides. And it literally took me just minutes. So this entire process was incredibly efficient, saved me a ton of time, and using the extra time, I found more hands-on applications to share with the audience, which ultimately created more value for them. And I was super pleased with how it went. So you can bet that I'm going to continually use AI for creating new presentations into the future. All right, Side Hustle Nation, have some fun with this. ChatGPT and a lot of these AI applications that are built on the back end of large language models are just phenomenal. You got to move fast, though. Things are growing at exponential rates. So get in there. Have fun, keep building, and good luck.
Hi, I'm Liz from Fluencer Fruit, and the blank page has always been my enemy. If content is king, that blank page made me a peasant. I'm just kidding. I probably should have asked ChatGPT for a funny way to start this, but in all seriousness, I've always struggled to get started with the writing process. ChatGPT has become a daily part of my process. So once I have ideas and a starting point, I'll take them and combine them, edit, rewrite, whatever the engine kicks back to me, especially because sometimes it kicks back mismatched information about my more niched content. So it's a great like jumping off point. But recently, here are like a couple of the things that I've asked for help with and had ChatGPT write for me. One was a product description for a Chrome extension I developed. I told the engine what the extension does, who it's for, and voila, there was a description that I edited slightly and then submitted to Google and was approved with. speaking applications. I worked with ChatGPT on what themes of my expertise would resonate with the audience I was applying to speak to, and then incorporated that and developed both descriptions and session titles to kind of go with those. And then the last thing that I used recently is probably a little bit more traditional, or like a common use, is letter of recommendation for a past employee. And I did edit that carefully, so no worries there. But honestly, it has helped me 10x my content production by giving me that jumping off point, and almost works like a digital thought partner for me to work through ideas with lots of options that can be created really quickly. So here are my three options that ChatGPT gave me on how to conclude this little blurb. But thanks to ChatGPT, I've become a content creation machine. The second one is, I never thought a computer could be my writing partner, but here we are. And thirdly, lastly, gone are the days of staring at a blank page. Thanks, ChatGPT.
All right, there you go. 25 plus ways to use AI in your business. I think we had 27 voicemails in there. Another one that wasn't mentioned is actually my longest running AI use case, and that's using automated podcast transcription tools. Otter.ai is my tool of choice for the last couple years there. And that's pretty basic compared to some of this other stuff. Like Descript is another one where you can slice the video that you created just by editing the transcript. And there are services now that are going to draft summaries of your episode based on that transcript, or even suggest, hey, what are the most important clips to slice out for social media? And it's worth mentioning here that not everyone is enthusiastic about these new tools. I got responses that really ran the whole spectrum from, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, I'm saving so much time, I for one welcome our robot overlords, to, you know, how could you be promoting this stuff? This is super dangerous, this is super scary, people are going to lose their jobs, and really everything in the middle. And to be honest, it is kind of scary. I've made my living as a content creator, and it's been a lot of hard work. Like, what happens when people can replicate that, or at least attempt to, in just a few clicks? Like any disruptive technology, people are going to lose their jobs and have to adapt. And that's why it's called disruptive. But for the time being, I'm looking at these tools as just that, as new tools to include in your toolbox to hopefully make your job easier, because they do need human input. It's like you could learn how to code and learn how to build your own website from scratch, or you could use somebody else's software tool that might help you get it done faster and look better along the way. You could mow the lawn with a pair of scissors, or you could use the lawnmower. It's choosing the right tool for the job. And that's, maybe that's a bad example. I'm actually getting targeted for these robot lawnmowers. I didn't know this was a thing. But if you're thinking about how to future-proof your business, I think the same rules that have always been true are going to continue to be true. And that's, you know, doing what's best for your customer, creating a unique brand that people seek out for your authority, for your expertise, for your quality, you know, whatever your point of differentiation is that you want to make, and to solve people's problems. I don't know what the future holds, only that it will look different. It's like the old quote, the only constant is change, right? And it's our job as entrepreneurs to adapt to those changes and figure it out. Big thanks to everyone who contributed ideas and suggestions for this awesome roundup. It was a ton of fun to put together, and I apologize I wasn't able to include everyone who sent in a clip. We'll get you next time. Big thanks to Ladder, to the eBay for Business podcast, and to Disney's Hulu Ad Manager for sponsoring this week. You can hit up sidehustlenation.com/deals for all the latest offers from our sponsors in one place. Thank you for supporting the advertisers that support the show. That is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're finding value in the show, make sure to text it to a friend. Hey, you got to check this out. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.